Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going through some of the old hymns, the ones that have such a wonderful, deep meaning in the words that are such an encouragement to us. This morning I'd like to read The Church's One Foundation. The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the Word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. From heaven, beloved, from heaven, Jesus stepped down from heaven to buy what? The church. Yes, individuals, yes, indeed. But he came to create the bride of Christ, and for her life he died. Isn't that a blessing to consider, the agape love that flowed forth out of the very throne of God, as God himself incarnate in the form and the person of Jesus Christ stepped down from heaven and bought us. Elect from every nation. Glory. Hallelujah. Elect from every nation, beloved, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses, with every grace endued. Are you, beloved, are you endued with every grace? Isn't that a glorious thing? Things we share in common with Christians all over the world, one or all the earth, we share the grace of God. We share the ability of God to walk in the ways that he desires. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. And let's just stop there for a moment and consider that our Christian life is a war. We are in a warfare. There is an enemy, the devil. There is a battleground, which is our lives and the lives of the souls of the children that we're entrusted with and the people that we meet up with. There is a battleground. There is a battle, you know. In the Old Testament, it talks about them pitching to get ready for the battle. They're setting up on one hill and setting up on another. And these things are very real. And it says here, mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. And isn't that our heart, to look forward to that day of peace, of rest with God? Till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. What I love about this hymn is starting from about this point, how it builds and how it grows, you know. We start with the tumult and the trials and the tribulations of this world, and then one day we have that glorious vision. Her longing eyes are blessed. You know, what a blessing, what an incredible scene that we will see. Beloved, after we've lived our lives here to serve the Lord Jesus with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength, where we've invested ourselves into the kingdom of heaven, where we've tried to live in a way that was not a way of the world, but rather a way of the awareness of God, and then one day our longing eyes will be blessed. The church's longing eyes will you know, the desire of our heart will be fulfilled. And the great church victorious will be the church at rest. Hallelujah. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one. You know, while we are yet here on this earth, we have a union with God, with all of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We have a relationship with each one in a different way. Don't you, beloved? Don't you understand and know each one in a different way? Yet she on earth hath union with God, the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is one. The word mystic there doesn't scare me, because it refers to, you know, we don't have an actual sweet communion with those that are already dead, already gone, but in a spiritual sense, we share communion with the saints all the way back to Christ, you know. There is a sense where our hearts, we have the same communion, we have the same common goal and the same common passion. So a mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is one. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee. Isn't that the goal? Isn't that the heart's desire? One thing I have desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, beloved, I hope you're encouraged this morning as you consider some of these things. The foundation of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood which was shed, that blood was shed for the life of the church, to bring us to life. And that life is to be lived out on this earth, and then to be a transcending life that will then go into all of eternity. I've said already to people, if you don't like worshiping the Lord now, you won't enjoy the experience in heaven. But I, for one, I love nothing more, nothing less than to just worship God. I love to do other things, but just to look forward to that day does give us that's the longing eye that we have. And so I hope and pray that you're encouraged here this morning. And if you'd like to go ahead and leave us a message, you can use mailbox 99 and leave a message for the ministry here. God bless you.